So, Al, you mentioned that you quit smoking.
Yes, I did.
Now, I also heard that you quit drinking.
I did. Almost about 1 week after I quit smoking, I quit drinking too.
Wow. No more. No beer, no wine
No,
with dinner?
no,
Nothing?
no,
Never?
nothing, never.
Have you even had a little bit since you quit?
No, I can't have a little bit. It's all or nothing for me. So,
Wow.
yeah, no, nothing at all.
That's pretty tough to do. Well, I mean, you seem pretty happy. I mean, you're
Very
glad.
happy.
Okay. So why did you stop drinking? Why do you think it's better not to drink any alcohol?
I don't I mean I'm not against drinking the way I am against smoking. I knew that for me it was the best thing to do because drinking was getting in the way of other things I wanted to do with my life.
Right.
So and I didn't really I drank a lot and I didn't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah.
And that was the thing.
Actually, I have to feel a little bit the same way. I'm a social drinker. I only drink when I'm with friends. And I really don't like drinking because I don't like how it makes me feel afterwards. Like if I have a glass of wine or a beer, I can't work afterwards, and that bothers me. But it's nice to have a glass of wine with a good meal.
It is, yes. There are things I miss about it, but there are so many other good things that I've got from not drinking. So I look at the balance and the sacrifice, and it's for me, it's worth it not to drink. I can give up the glass of wine with dinner if I get the other things that I've got from it. So.
Well, do you feel healthier? Does your body feel better?
Feel much healthier, I feel much more focused, my thinking is much clearer. And I still go to bars and I hang out with people and they drink and I don't, and I go home. I love leaving a bar and I'm sober. I love that feeling. I don't know why, it's a fantastic feeling. So
Well, sounds like something maybe I should consider. Thanks, Al.